There is no better word in the English language to describe the usages of, damn it, the word run. Run can be used as many different types of adverbs or adjectives or even...
A noun!
What?
A noun, Johnny!
A noun?
Yeah, like, you got the runs.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
The runs.
Yeah, I can't believe you gotta go to summer school and do homework. You're a loser.
I'm not a loser. I'm just gonna be that far ahead of the other seventh graders when I go into school.
You're in seventh grade? Jesus, you sound like you're nine still.
I know. Adam can't do an older voice. He either sounds like a man or a boy.
Yeah. So what your assignment is to talk into this tape recorder about the word run?
Well, no, we're just supposed to find a word that has a bunch of different uses and then speak them in nice, proper English into this tape recorder. And now we're going to play the tapes in class.
Why don't you pick a better word like screw? That'd be funny. Screw's got a thousand different meanings. Oh, wait. Well, you're going into seventh grade. You know all about that.
Yeah, well, I'll get in trouble, Grandpa. I can't say that at school.
But it's summer school. What are they going to do? Send you to fall school? Damn! Have some fun. It's summer.
Dad.
What?
Let Johnny do his homework. Stop bugging him.
All right. I got to go, Johnny, but have some fun. It's what summer's all about. Hell, you're 12. Giddy up.
The next morning.
Oh, cool. It's a cordless doohickey. This is such a great advancement. Damn it. How do you pick the... Damn it. What? Oh. Hello. This is grandfather's father's work, and see, I'm retired, so I don't do anything all damn day. Suspended? Oh, no. And this afternoon? Oh, God. Okay. Contact his father. Oh, I think I'm in trouble.
At Robert's office.
Robert?
Yep.
Your father's on 502.
All right. Yeah, what's up, Dad?
Oh, nothing.
So, why'd you call?
Oh, well, you know, it just so happens that the time when Johnny got kicked out of summer school and
what?
He needed to go pick him up and meet his teachers at 5:30. Okay, bye.
But Dad, oh my God. At 5 o'clock.
Hey, son, how's your day?
Come on, we're going to the school.
Well, come on, I gotta go.
That's a pretty good question there, Dad. Why do you have to go? Why is Johnny getting kicked out of summer school?
Uh-huh. Why do you think I have something to do
with it? Come on, let's go.
Come on.
30 minutes later at Oak Hill Elementary.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. and Mr. Boyle.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing, Commie?
Johnny submitted a tape for his English assignment,
God.
This is something we just simply don't allow.
But it's summer school.
What?
I mean, how un-American is that? Making your kid do assignments in the summer? He should be fishing.
Shut up, Dad. Can we hear the tape?
Not on the radio. We cannot.
What? We'll just bleep out the bad parts.
Well, that may be difficult.
Come on, Commie. We want to hear it.
But it may offend some people.
Play the tape.
All right.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
English words that begin with the letter F. Fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word.
I swear to God,
it's
Robert, I never,
shut up,
ever,
just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words
God.
In the English language
oh, my God.
What would
German,
possess him?
The word freaking, which means to strike. In English, falls into
I can't believe
categories.
This. I'm so sorry.
As a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Sally. As an intransitive verb, Sally fucked. Its meaning is not always
I don't see what's
sexual.
So funny.
Oh, my God.
It can be used as an adjective such as, John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or ain't-fucking-credible.
Oh,
and as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuck.
No!
As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck
No, I guess not.
Oh, my God. Situations such as fraud.
Oh, God.
I got fucked at the used car lot.
Oh.
Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off.
Oh, God.
He's special. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself?
Oh, my God.
With all of these multiple applications.
Okay.
You won't be offended when you use the word.
Right, we get the point.
I say, use this.
So, where's Johnny now?
Well, he is in detention, and you may pick him up, but I don't think we're going to have Johnny come back to Oak Hill Elementary for summer school or for school in the fall.
What? Listen, sir, you've got kids bringing guns to school. Now, I know what Johnny did was completely inappropriate, and he will be punished, and I understand the suspension, but he can't come back to school?
I'm afraid not. We just don't accept that here at Oak Hill Elementary.
Yeah, well, f*** you.
Yeah, f*** you.
Well, hell then, f***
you too.
Come on, let's go get Johnny.
Go out and play hide and go f*** yourself. That's some damn funny stuff right there.
The producers of The Boils would like to tell you, the listener, that we do not condone the use of the word f***. And as a side note, Johnny's parents did reprimand him severely. Basically beat the f*** out of him. Oh, and we don't condone that either. We hope you enjoyed the first New Boils episode in 5 months, and we do hope to have our jobs next week. Tally-ho!